Blog Talk Radio.
Give up, don't do it, they'd love us too, but it's just not in our blood, blood, blood. We were built for this to be conquerors. We won't be stopped at all, all, all.
Didn't you know? Didn't you know? Didn't you know? Didn't you know? No, no.
We have a choice.
the hood because we have a choice.
What's good, everybody? This is Tommy, a.k.a. Urban G, lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl, Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless.
Yeah, hey, when I see your face. No tears here, no tears here. Has it come? City. Imagine a place with no political committee, just lots of love, daps and high fives, romance exploring action, living new lives, a place where new life is immediate, the good fruit will grow, just be patient and obedient. Imagine a new fam with no divorce, no baby mama drama, no child support, and homes where fathers raise their children, let them know the value like one in a billion, and men that step up to be spiritual leaders go from cheaters to believers. Watch families find reconciliation with healing and forgiveness, replace legal mediation. Imagine if we could crush discrimination, create a community that won't judge pigmentation.
I'm waiting for a day when I see your face, when all I'm fair.
Churches work together. There's no competition, just a kingdom endeavor. It gets no better. Imagine impact it can measure that goes beyond attendance at a sermon or lecture. What if crime dropped? Homicide stopped? What if gardens replaced empty lots? Prayer warriors populate every block. No more drugs, no more violence, no more crooked cops. Just mentors, classes, and job training. Not a handout, but a hand up to a life that's sustaining. Dignity, vision, and purpose. I know rebuilding's hard, but I'm telling you it's worth it. Freedom isn't perfect, but perfect is coming. Beyond what we'll imagine, it'll be so stunning. In the meantime, we get a glimpse of heaven on earth. Every time we get to witness that spiritual rebirth.
I'm waiting for a day when I see your face. When all I'm fair.
Started with Nehemiah on his knees kneeling, praying and fasting, hands up to the ceiling. The creator of the universe started revealing the master plan. He stepped up, he could have ran. He only had wine glasses up in his hands. This cupbearer was about to get a tan, traveled to his forefather's land. Yo, I'm a fan of his courageous obedience. This is one of the key missing rebuilding ingredients that can get polluted by what the culture's feeding us. That's how the enemy is beating us and leading us in the lies that crumble, churches that stumble, a world that fumbles, brings us full circle back to humble. Humble beginnings to re-heal, humble hearts to re-heal, now humble beats go and rebuild.
Oh, yeah, girl, can I see your face? No, it's time to hear. I'm waiting for a day when I see your face. When all I'm afraid.
Thank you. morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Good morning, good morning. How's everybody doing? It's a blessed Monday. It's a double dosage for me. You guys know that I feel double blessed on Mondays. I feel blessed every day, but Monday is something about Mondays that is like a new start, a new beginning to the week. Sometimes Mondays, you know, we welcome a new month, a new season. So Motivational Mondays is especially inspiring to me. This morning, I didn't get up so motivated. I needed a little worship music before I even got on. But once I got in tune and I understood that I needed to complete my assignment today, it made everything better. So good morning, good morning. I pray everybody's doing well. Make sure you call in 213-943-3705. Call in, give us your shout out. Let me know what you're doing this morning. I want to know who's hanging with me. I want to know what's going on. How was your weekend? And until I wait till some people chime in, I'm going to play some music. And I'll be right back. And as you know, this is live radio, so sometimes the board acts up. We're going to try this again.
No one ever told me this would be easy, but I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry, the worry, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks?
Back now, please tell me why you do it, do it. just don't make sense now. Wanna feel your love now, 'cause it's just too good to be true. I've known you for quite some time, still I'm learning more about you. Deeper blue oceans that you fill with truth. Your love's amazing, great to save, and I live for you. Never let me down.
On their back now, so about to fly, 'cause my God hold me down now. Feeling like my roots deep in the midst of these winds, but I won't break. My God never changed, even when I'm down, He is faithful to remain. When I'm feeling pain, yeah, confident now in His love, so secure. Crying out for more, Lord, I'm letting go. I'm giving you control, you're calling me to grow. Even though it hurts sometimes, I know you make me whole. You're holding my hands and I know you're never letting go. I'm on that overflow, never low. Riding steady, immovable, I'm unbreakable. Try and shake me, but you'll never separate me, no. Whenever there's nowhere to turn, that's when I gotta trust you. Whenever nothing's making sense, that's when I gotta lean into you. Walking on water, I'm gone. Seeking early in the mound. Now I got my mind right, lit up like a nightlight, ready like it's fight night. And I'm just getting started. You can come and join the party. Reaching out to this generation, I'm finna glow. Fire burning in these bones, so I'm finna go. Spent so many nights for this flight, for this baby plight, for this fight, for this, 'cause he died. That's how I came alive. Truth of when I ride, daily dying to my pride. Give it all for the glory of my God. Why do you love me?
My heart, Lord, show me how to love. You've got my heart, Lord. You want me with your love. You've got my heart, Lord. Show me how to love.
Yes.
Mondays with your empowered and positive host Emma E2K here to serve you. Good morning. Trying to serve you a dosage of some motivation, whether you're listening live or you listen in its archive. Either way, I pray that the message is still delivered. I pray that the energy is still delivered at whatever point in time. You know, and whoever's at the sound of my voice could be able to connect with something. So less of me, more of you, Lord. Less of me and more of you, Lord. Thank you. Call in 213-943-3705. Join me, Motivational Mondays. I'm motivated today, y'all. I'm motivated today, but, you know, right now it's too early for me to share what I'm motivated about, but I'm crazy, crazy motivated. Crazy, feeling grateful today, this morning. First of all, because I woke up and my eyes are open. My eyes open and, Dios mío, live, I'm live. My eyes are open. I'm grateful because I opened my eyes today. My feet landed on the floor and the devil is pissed. So that's one for me. and none for over there on the other side. I'm going to my phone line to see who's hanging with me this morning. Good morning, good morning. 813. Good morning, 813. You're on with MAE2K, peace. Good morning, 813. Yes, good morning.
Hi, who is this speaking?
You're
is
calling
this,
in. You're calling in
Emma,
to ask me.
Is this Emma?
This is one of
God's children speaking today. He's thankful.
Amen.
He's thankful for waking up today and looking at the sunshine. I'm hoping
Amen.
That today is one of the best days of the rest of my life.
Yes.
And,
let's put some Jesus in there. Hold on. Yes.
Yes.
I say the same thing.
And I don't know if anybody is listening or not that knows you personally, but I met Emma a couple of months ago, and she came and went, never to expect to see her back again. And now she has brought a lot of hope for me in my business, with my business prospering, and it's just a change in my life being around positive people. If you are with negative people, you have to make that decision to take it and leave, because you'll never go nowhere.
That's
you know,
correct.
When you put out the trash, you put the trash out and it never comes back. But if you keep it piled in the corner, it's always going to be there. So you have to make that decision in life, what you're going to do. You got to do it yourself. Nobody's going to do it for you. If you say,
absolutely.
I'm looking for this and I'm looking for that, well, if you don't get up and do it yourself, it's not going to happen. God will give you the strength. He'll give you the path. He'll give you the doors. You have to open the right door and not the wrong door. So it's all up to
yeah.
you. So people need
You're
to
right.
understand that. They also have to understand that God is not just there when you're sick, when something drastically happens to you. That's not what he's there for. But he'll still take care of you. He'll never turn his back on you. But the more power you give him with the more prayers, you praise him every day of your life. Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes, amen. You know, that's the awesome God that we serve, because regardless of whether we give our back to him and you know, we do whatever against whatever his wishes, if we call on him and we just say his name, he'll be there. But that still shouldn't give us a path for us to want to live any type of way. And then when we in need, oh, Jesus, oh, Lord, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And I definitely wish, and my prayer is that people really, really have that understanding about that. So thank you for calling. I appreciate those kind words.
Yes.
That motivated me today because I needed some motivation this morning. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. I usually get on here to motivate, but always, you know, I always end up being the one being motivated. This is like my free therapy session, I call it.
I'm a motivator. I'm a motivator, not a motor taker. So
yes.
My motivator,
yes.
my tank is full of gas and ready to go. So
awesome.
I'm going to let
awesome.
You go
so,
now.
Yes,
and we
stay,
will catch
stay
up
listening.
Later.
Stay listening to the show if you get a chance. You could, you don't have to hang up. You can continue to listen to the show. So
okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. So that was Anthony from Cell Phone Supplies Warehouse in Plant City. If you anybody out there wants their phones, iPhone cracked, or their cell phones, or T-Mobile, whatever questions you may have, go to Plant City. Go to Plant City, cell phone supplies, warehouse. Thank you. You know, just that type of day today. I'm going to leave the phone lines for a minute. I'm going to go into some music again, and then I'll be right back with some word of the day. I got some words that I definitely want to share with everybody.
Yeah. Looking for my beauty queen. Been waiting for you for a long time. When your judgment is clouded, it's hard to see the sunshine. Ran through women like thoughts run through your mind. But I've been running the race the whole time, everyone. A true king of this queen to the end. Before a lover, she becomes your best friend. And when your heart is broken, she let God make it. If the spirit ain't right, then she's gonna end it. A king takes care of his family. So it's gonna take a true queen to really handle me. Protected, never neglecting, always respected. A mix of submissive but strong when it's effective. Royalty in the street, a freak in the sheets. Never complain, always a joy that's complete. I gotta bow to her royal majesty. She shows me every day it's a blessing having me. I'm the king, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Looking for my beauty queen. Been waiting for you for a long time. There's nothing like a woman that's in addition to your peace of mind. Holds down a fort while you out there on your grind. Knows a place, there's no reason to get out of line. I know mine too, so everything works out just fine. Gotta praise God for the woman he designed just for me. But my eyes only the seed that exudes a bond for the rest of eternity. Powerful love, a true goddess. So beautiful but modest. Those queens are always the hottest. A woman with no confidence, honest and responsible. Tolerance is a must. Ain't having it if they testing you. A true queen will always bring out the best in you. Exceeding gay shape will wean out the mess in you. That equal beauty and the king reigning the throne. With the queen by my side, the king will never be alone. I'm a king.
Will I make it when these waves hit? Look slim to none when you broken. And I feel them storms approaching. And all I see is this deep grave. And I dread that I see red flags as I'm challenged by these replays. I dish the word, I used to pray a lot. Events occurred, now I stray a lot. I was traumatized when my daughter died. Now I often lie and I compromise. I don't know, just the hand I was dealt. The pain is too real, it demands to be felt. I feel like something's missing and I'm put in a position where I gotta be a man for myself. I'm in a place where my faith is challenged. Take my anger, take my malice. This life's a beast, I'm a nameless savage. It's hard to carry on when you claiming baggage. Take my sin, it keeps me excluded. I'm isolated, I seem secluded. I know the problems are deeply rooted. I need some healing. They listen. Supposed to be Christian. They
said they would never split. But I'm feeling like there's about to be a custody. They're really giving up on me and cheating on us. That's it, that's it, that's it. It's all that I hear from the kitchen is screaming. I wish I could go back in time and erase my whole life from existence. I'm feeling like I might be part of the problem. I guess I'm a negative number. If zero is cold, I'm feeling below. Emotions are rolling like thunder.
Lightning strikes, I'm on my crash and burn, crash and burn.
I thought we lived as kings, but all these paupers back to turn. And that's how I'm feeling. My parents were kings, but the kingdom is falling. It's broken, it stings. I look at the church, and I see the homeless. I see the broken. People divorced. Through all that, a remnant remains. I pray we see Jesus. Jesus, we sing. Tears in our eyes. Where is the hope? Where is the life? Where is the love that we used to display that came only from Christ? We used to be different. Our marriage is lasting, but now we just blend in like nothing has happened. Our hearts are lost. We've wandered far. Lord Jesus, take us home. We need you, God. Please heal your bride. We're praying at your throne.
Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning. Great rising, my royal family. Shout out to my royal family that is listening and will listen in its archive. I appreciate everybody that has called so far. And so I said coming back to the Had a Word, so I'm going to read from a book called A Little God Time for Women. So, Waiting for Dawn, the title Waiting for Dawn, and you guys know I'm half blind, so, and I don't have my glasses, so bear with me. The sin and sadness of life can make it seem like an endless light where we are continually waiting for the dawn of Christ's return. In the darkest of nights, it doesn't always help to know that he will return someday, because this day is full of despair. To you, his beloved daughter, he gives comfort. Don't lose heart. He is coming for you. It can be hard because he seems to be taking a long time, but he is preparing a place for you. You are not forgotten in this long night. Your pain is familiar to him. Keep your eyes fixed on him. Soon you will hear his voice. He is also longing for that moment. The ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah 35:10. We live for the promise of his return. This promise overcomes our pain, our longing, our desperation, and our limits. All things become bearable and light under the assurance of seeing Jesus, embracing him, and gazing on his beauty. We will be made into a pure and spotless bride. there is nothing more for us but to marvel at him, glorify him, believe him, love him, thank him. The word of God. So that goes out to whoever needed it this morning. Obviously to whichever queen needed that this morning. I pray that you receive it as it was thrown out. I'm going to go into my phone lines and see who's hanging with me. Good morning, 347. Good morning, y'all. Where am I? 2K.
347.
Good morning.
347.
866. Yes, that's you. That's you.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Ruthie from BX, Bronx, New York.
Yes, New York is in the house right now.
I'm in right now. I'm in Florida visiting. Actually, Emma E2K. She's a sister of mine. Very inspiring and a courage woman. A woman that I can say that I can go blindly and I know that she will lead the way, you know, and I'm very grateful and thankful to God because glory all goes on to God and not mankind. There's this part, I'm sorry, excuse my voice. There's this song that says, there's a power in the name of Jesus. There's a power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. And you know, when I listened to that right there and what she just finished reading, it for me, what it did, it just like gave me this, you know, power. When I came to visit, I spoke to two of my sisters in Christ and two of my sisters and they really like embedded so many things in me, and I'm grateful because, you know, I'm battling with where am I going. My kids are grown. Where am I going? You know, I have a church. Promised Land Covenant Church at Park Chester just as well. Her pastor came to the church. I tell you, he rocked it. Pastor D, he's the bomb. I tell you, I mean, he is just like, I mean, a family there. Tremendous, tremendous man. He rapped. I was the way he looked and then for what he rapped, I just couldn't believe it. But I give it to people who come out. The word is just not for you. Let's just put it out there. The word is just not for you. The word is to be fed and to feed other people just as well. So I encourage that those, you know, that know the word. And in spite of your fallings and or you stray away, when God calls you out for something, he's going to call you out. And you wonder why. However, you'll get it. Don't worry, you'll get it. Don't beat yourself. Don't beat yourself with things that is unnecessary to beat yourself. Don't let the little minute things beat yourself because there are greater things because Jesus died on that cross for us, for our sins, not to condemn us but to save us. So therefore, every sin that you have, every burden that you have, you're already written. So, you know, let God discern. Discern who is speaking to you because people always blame the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil. Oh, yeah, the devil, there's the devil. Sometimes it could be you. You might have a nasty attitude. You may have something that, you know what, don't bother you. Me, I'm very anal. I could say that. I'm very kind of, when it comes to the bed, I like to fix my bed because that gives me a sense of space. And, you know, that's just with life. You know, whatever needs to be cut off and cleared out, the gentleman that was speaking earlier, I would just say, you know what, I'm glad that you do tune in. Keep tuning in. Keep being fed because it's not the flesh that's being fed. It's the spirit, and it all starts from the mind. From the mind, that's how the Holy Spirit comes in, through the mind. Don't let the devil come or anybody come and plant seeds that don't belong there because everybody reap what they sow. You continue seeking God because God says, seek me first, and you shall find me. So So I ask of you and all that is listening is to continue tuning in. Sometimes I'm at work, so I can't tune in the way, but sometimes I do sneak in only because, you know, like this is my sister in Christ, and she always has a good word. So, Emma, I tell you I love you. You've always been tremendous. You know, you're a tremendous woman. And you know what? Congratulations on all your success, because all glory goes on to God, because we still got
to mention
in Jesus' mighty name, you know, we still got to mention him, because remember, without him, we couldn't do nothing. And, you know, when somebody tries to detour you from certain things, you got to understand that, you know, it's not always the devil. Sometimes God does these things just to show you your strength and your weakness, you know.
That's
so
true.
You know, sometimes just, you know, say, in the name of Jesus, and you say, Jesus, get behind me. I mean, devil, get behind me. Jesus, come forward. You know,
mm-hmm.
My son, I just have one little testimony. My son, he lives out here, and he was going to work, and there was a test that he needed to take, and he failed it by 2 points. He calls me. He said, Mommy, I'm in New York, right? He calls me, Mommy, I need a prayer. I failed this test, and if I don't pass it, I won't work. He earned good money at the job that he works in, and so does his wife. And I said, you know what? This is what you're going to claim, and you got to claim it from the deepest of your soul. You getting this job. And he said it one time. He said it twice, but it wasn't meaningful. And I said, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, you have to claim it. You have to claim it. I want to feel you claim it. He started saying it and saying it. It created power and the power and the power. And let me tell you, when the Holy Spirit, we both started spitting out, the Holy Spirit just came and just interceded, and forget it, because two or more come together under his name. I tell you, there is power. It moves mountains.
Amen.
So, Emma, I will tell you, you are surrounded by, even if you was by yourself, you're still not by yourself, because Jesus.
Oh, I know
you.
Yeah, I know that.
And I know you
know
that.
That's
I know that you know
long,
that.
Girl. That's how I've lasted this long with my
girl,
family.
Tell
I know
you.
That I'm not alone.
No, that's
otherwise,
right.
Whoo.
And exactly, you know. So I just leave you with these words. I will continue praying for you.
Thank you.
Please keep me in prayer, because I am also
yes.
looking, you know.
Yes.
And hopefully, In the near future, or whenever God's doing, when on his time, I will be out here, probably in my house. Hey,
yes,
why not?
That's what. Well, hold
okay.
on. Let me put some Jesus
so,
in it. Let me put some Jesus in it.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
Right.
In Jesus' name. Okay,
amen.
So I love you.
Thanks.
And
I love
blessings
you
on to all that's listening. Continue
Thank
to
you.
Be motivated.
Thank you. Appreciate
every
that. Amen.
Day.
Amen.
All right.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
That was my sis. That's my sis in Christ, my bunkie, 30-year-plus friends, you know, friends that crossed that line already into family. So I appreciate her. Shout out to the Bronx. Shout out to New York. Shout out to Florida that's on deck, Georgia, Texas, I see you. Shout out to Cali, Puerto Rico, worldwide audience. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. But I'm more than what I love is I love God.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I don't think that I could live no other way.
Yeah.
Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Yeah. Not seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he gives them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving.
Hey.
See, I've been forgiving, now I'm living.
Hey.
And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if he comes in a business.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God.
You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if he comes in a missile shot.
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall. You remember I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do.
Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, I love him, love him, love him, love him, I love him.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this, but who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our life. 'Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind, and there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient. This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something that she thought she couldn't make it through. Girl, you can make it through. I sing these words because I know you're the one who knows there's something better than this, and you're gonna define it, yeah. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. This is the defining moment of our lives. Oh, 'cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Oh, yeah, you. Hey, yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
You're listening to Motivational Mondays with your positive host, Emma E2K, on LuxRadioOnline.com.
I just wish we all understood the beauty of music.
Listen.
can't bring me this far to let me go.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays. Good morning, good morning, Motivational Mondays with your positive and empowered host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. So glad to be here. I finally made it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to my phone lines to see who's with me on my last couple of minutes of the show. 813-813-505. Good morning, y'all. With Emma E2K, please.
Sister.
Good morning.
Good morning. You made it, Lord. Welcome. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning.
Wow. Good morning from, where am I? McLean, Virginia.
Wow. How's Virginia treating you?
Virginia is wet and rainy, and it's a little bit cold, but it's better than Florida.
What? No, it's not. It's sunny out here. It's hot. It's hot. I got a tan. I got burned the other day.
I had to take a break from getting burned to come up here and look at the cloudiness.
it's a change. It's a change. So what's up with you? What are you grateful for this
morning? I've been listening to you. So do I get like a first-time listener? Like, can I get put some Jesus
hold on?
It?
Yes, you get some Jesus in it. Hold on. Shout out to my sis, Tarika, representing. Tarika
so
from Tampa, but she's
and
in Virginia.
And I listened to the lady before, and Anthony, and wow, that lady, she's on it. She got me some encouragement. So
guess what? I'm bringing her on Wednesday. You're going to meet her on Wednesday because she's coming with me on Wednesday to cross over.
I won't get to see her. I don't get back till Friday.
Shoot. Well, she'll be there Wednesday.
Well, hopefully she can hear that.
It's okay.
She was
she's
amazing.
Coming back. She's coming back. We're going to keep her in prayer. And,
yes.
You know, so she could have that Sunshine State license.
That's right. That's right. She can come get some love at the VIP table because I'll make sure she gets it.
Yes, she's in charge of the VIP table at Crossover. Yes, so, okay, so you got like one quick minute to tell me what you're grateful for before I have to give my final thoughts.
I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for waking up this morning. I'm grateful for the people God surrounded me with and put in my life. The one thing that I'm going to add and I'm going to leave people with is when you pray, you got to move your feet. So simply, it's don't wait for God to do it. You got to get out there and do the work. He doesn't command us to sit still and just wait and watch for him to do the work. So when you pray, you move your feet and repeat. That is all you need to do. Keep praying, keep working, keep hustling, keep being inspired, stay motivated, stay encouraged, and repeat the process. That's all I got.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I needed that too. My motivation, I'm going to hit you up on the Marco Polo after this. I'm going to play some music to take me out. Everybody have a blessed one, man. If for nothing else, you're grateful. Just be grateful because you opened your eyes and you're still here. You got another chance to make wrong things right, and that's what he does for us. So God bless you. God loves you. And stay motivated. Stay inspired, please.
Tell all the boys no, makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. You've
built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful tonight?
Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. What you like?